In this episode, I pose the question of two sellers, one who spends all of 2022 optimizing her Etsy shop, and that same seller in 2023 doing it all over again when the algorithm changes. This is a phobia we all have as online sellers. But what if that same seller had spent 2022 without putting Etsy at the center of her universe? How would her 2023 look different? Welcome back to Etsy and Beyond, soon to be called Unfocuspreneur, the show where we talk no bullshit strategies to catapult your online shop and help you quit that mediocre day job. My name is Jenny Waldrop, and I just surpassed $1 million in sales with my own product-based business. To celebrate, I'm here to help you break out of that ratchet day job you got going on there, and together, we'll grow your online shop by skipping past the overwhelming details and instead focus on the big picture strategy that matters for nonstop sales you can rely on. Let's get the ball rolling with a story about the first time I realized that sellers are taking Etsy way too seriously. About a year and a half ago, we had a very unhappy customer who was beyond upset, like Karen screaming for a manager upset. Why was she so angry at us? It was because our paid Pinterest course did not give her step-by-step instructions on how to claim her Etsy shop on Pinterest. Instead, we simply link to a page on Pinterest with instructions because, you know, Pinterest changes everything all the time anyway. This was not good enough for her. Now, before I try my best not to mention that putting Googleable things in paid courses is just a waste of everyone's time, let's break this down for a second. She wanted us to actually get on a call with her and set up the Pinterest Etsy connection. This girl paid us $29 and she wanted a one-on-one done-for-you call at her convenience. And bonus, she was demanding that I personally set up her Pinterest. Now, insanity aside, I want to look at the point that actually matters here. As someone who signed up for a course about skyrocketing your Etsy sales, do you honestly think that claiming her Etsy site on Pinterest was this girl's biggest problem? Maybe. Instead, we should talk about the fact that her items weren't selling, so she had no business even setting up Pinterest. Especially since posting items that don't sell on another platform is going to get you a whole lot more of, guess what? Absolutely no extra sales. As it turns out, this customer was a pivotal moment in my business. It made me realize that the vast majority of online sellers only care about getting the platforms exactly right. Because in their minds, if I set up the tech perfectly, sales will just come. And I finally realized that most online sellers have no idea what's actually going to create business growth. They just think it's more tech, add more systems, promote more places, and get everything, quote, exactly perfect and painfully correct, and the algorithm will just kick in and everything will become effortless. Look, that's not a thing that happens. Get that out of your head right now. This is a moment when I realized I didn't want to be the Etsy girl anymore, and it's the reason for our podcast name change. I don't want to teach people a platform. A platform doesn't change your life and make you an entrepreneur. A platform doesn't allow you to be financially independent. A platform doesn't help you get out from under a horrible marriage or a job that makes you want to stab yourself in the neck for fun. You are the one that does all of that. The platform is just a tool. So this was a bottom line moment for me. I don't want to help people put all their effort into optimizing a platform because they think that once they optimize it, sales will just come. In reality, optimizing a platform will get you, on average, a 5% boost in sales. But instead, you could be optimizing your strategy, which will give you a 90% boost in sales in most cases. Let's talk about our hypothetical seller who spends next year creating products just for Etsy, optimizing her SEO, titles, descriptions, pictures, and video. She spends all of 2022 getting these things perfect. And do you know what happens to her in 2023? Etsy changes their algorithm, and a lot of her hard work will be instantly voided. All of 2022 down the drain, just like that. So what should she do instead of spending 2022 optimizing just Etsy? I'm not saying there's no value in optimizing Etsy, but I am saying that if that's all you're doing, that you're missing a huge piece. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about here in this podcast starting now. I have just one more story to help you out before I go. In 4 years of coaching Etsy clients, we found a very clear pattern. At first, we used to help Etsy sellers do whatever they wanted to do. It's their business, so we would just kind of be their partner. We generally advised them to find more ways to hustle, just like the rest of the internet was doing. And yeah, our students got results. But deep, deep down, I knew that we could do better. I just wasn't sure how. I knew something was missing, and I wanted to get students bigger wins. So last year, we switched it up. We started talking to sellers about the thing that was making them the most money in their business. Then we convinced them to focus all their energy on that and only that. For some students, their money maker wasn't really Etsy at all. We have students that just focus on outdoor markets, wholesale, local shops, their own website, and even TikTok. But the results were the same. Focusing on their zone of genius, aka that thing they're already good at that was making them the most money already, always happened to lead to huge jumps in income. We're talking about sellers who went from $200 a month after struggling for months and months to $4,000 the next month just by changing their focus and doing one thing at a time. This is not the small potatoes jump you normally get on Etsy, where you just change one thing and make an extra like $100. This is life-changing, easy to repeat, non-Googleable shit we're talking about here. And that is what I want my podcast to be about, finding your $10,000 moment. So like, what do you even call that? What's the word for it? Right now, we're calling it focus, because that's what we did with each of these coaching clients. We found their perfect focus. We got them doing one big task, and then we sat back and watched the fireworks. So starting this next episode, you're going to see this podcast get rebranded and become Unfocusedpreneur. The title is a throwback to the exact type of seller I was when I first started back in 2015. Unfocused and I guess a preneur. We're gonna kick off with weekly episodes, starting with the juiciest thing we mentioned in today's podcast. Those simple tasks that create insane results for shop owners. And they often take a day or less. Next week, I'll tell the story of a seller who went from $200 a month to quite a bit more than that, virtually overnight. And I'll dive into the one simple tactic she used to make it happen so quickly. It took her about a month, but that's as close to overnight as you're gonna get. When you first tuned in, I mentioned a hypothetical seller who spent all of 2022 optimizing her Etsy shop just to wind up in the exact same place come 2023. If you take nothing else from this episode, here's the scoop. I'm gonna step away from the specifics of Etsy, Amazon, or platforms. Because in 3 months, all those platforms will just change again. So redo all your hard work, make it slightly different this time, and then just sit around in fear until they change things again in another 6 months. Let me be the first to say, it's time to stop torturing yourself. Why not just learn the strategy behind making product sales literally anywhere on the internet? If you're gonna learn something, seems like you should understand the thing that will continue to make you money for a lifetime. Right? That's what we're going to get into every week, starting next week. In the meantime, check out our Focus Hive, where you can chat with me and my shop coaches for free about this episode and tell us what's going on in your shop. Just head on over to UFP Hub, that's UFPHUB.com, and post a question. Not only will we answer it for you, but I often turn questions into podcast episodes. So head over and let's become BBFs, best business friends.